The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained herein in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Hey, believe it or not, is the 9th of August 2017. Two things. We do this every time we get together. Stand up if you want to sit down, but you should stand up. Take a big deep breath through your nose so you're going, hold and out. And repeat, I am a winner, I am a champion. I am a winner, I am a champion. Now, we've been doing this for 3 weeks, and I'm hoping we're going to get some feedback from people. And today, I just put up another solo show called I Am 5. You got to go out and listen to it, because if you're really listening and very interested in the power of I Am, I give you 5 winning sentences there to start. Explain it a little bit. Get into it. We are going to get into this more and more, because I'm going to tell you right now, you want to have success in your life no matter how you deem success. Learn to rework your mind. I'm not going to get into a lot of it right now because we got a show here to do, but this gets into everything we talk about here. And it's very interesting strategy. It teaches you who to be around, who not to be around. You know my position right now financially. We're super strapped. But still, we are making inroads with different folks here that we are definitely going to do work with, and it's very good. Don't shut yourself off from people because you're having some hard times. This is usually when something big is just going to blow wide open. So go out there, what I said, practice that. Let me know if things change in your life dramatically, and they can, we'll get you on a show. And I'm not kidding you. This is very, very important. Next line of business, go out to FiorellaBarbellCo.com, winner circle. Jump on it. I'm telling you right now, you want that type of philosophy. You want to learn how to train properly. You want something that's going to keep growing year after year, because I'm just going to keep adding more and more modules in there of what we're doing here. And we are doing some amazing things. And we're going to get into some stuff because, you know, I'm going to bring our good friend John Bruni in here shortly, and we're going to talk about some things John and I are involved in right now, and it's really interesting stuff. And who knows, this could end up, you know, if I talk to John, maybe we end up doing a module. He's got one, I got one, I don't know. But the potential here is just outstanding. But we'll get into that shortly. Also, too, contributions. You know, I say it, and I probably sound like a broken record to most people, but you know what? I'm not shy or bashful about it. We have helped so many people here. I've asked for nothing. And people keep saying to me, well, you give away everything. That's why nobody will buy anything. I don't believe that. And if that's the case, well, that's your choice. But you have an opportunity to go out and spend $247 on 13 modules that, in my opinion, there's very few people that will give you what I gave in that. And if you're worried about video, we can do video. But you have to be a thinker. If you don't learn the course, I don't see what's the point of doing it. You know, it's like Tony Robbins says, you know how many people spend at my retreats $1,500, $2,000 on the material? They never even take it out of the shrink wrap. This you can get right away digitally. You know my position. You call me, I'll help you. So really think about it. And then contributions is the same way. $25, $50, or $100. You go out to the contribute page at FiorelloBarbellCo.com. For $25, you get the first module, the beginning. If you have access to Facebook, go out and look what Kirsten Tulick wrote about the first module, the beginning. It's awesome. Unbelievable. And a lot of other people I'm sending them to, because I want them to tell me what they think of it. And you're not going to hurt my feelings one way or the other. I know what we do here, and we've been doing it for over 15 years at the FBC Stone and Steel Yard. There ain't no bullshit going on here, folks, believe me. What we put down, we do here, and we still do. So, For $25, you can get the beginning. For $50, you get the beginning and a half-hour free consultation with me. And for $100, you get the beginning, and you also get 1 hour free consultation with me, and we'll talk about anything. And don't forget the 8 for 8, the men and women that have volunteered 1 hour of their time for free when you buy the product, obviously. And as is with the contribution page, it goes, you click the yellow button, and it goes right to my PayPal account. No fuss, no muss. I didn't want anybody to have to struggle here and get pissed off. I made it as easy as possible for you. So, help out. We need your help, and we appreciate in advance anything you'd like to give. Also, go out to motivationmuscle.com/category/podcast and look at all the shows we've done. We've done now over 700. I'm going to, next time John's on, I'm going to give a count of how many John and I have done. It's amazing the body of work we've done together here, like so many other people. I don't know anybody out there yet. They've been on longer, and they've probably got more podcasts, but I'll tell you what. I hear this from a lot of people, and you don't, no one has to be shy. You like somebody better, great. But I'll tell you what, we got a vault that's second to none, and you ought to see the people that have been contacting me about coming on here. It's just a matter of time now, and time is growing very tight. So you're going to see a lot of changes if you haven't already, and they're all great. Also, motivationmuscle.com. Sign up. Is only on the homepage right below Patreon. If you're signing up anywhere else, you might as well consider it not going to the MailChimp account. The only place you can get on my list is on motivationmuscle.com. You'll see the subscription page. Well, it's right at the top of the homepage below Patreon. Please fill that out and get involved. And part of the revolution and part of the family, we appreciate that. Also, too, a big thing. Sand Dune, and this is something John and I are going to get into at some point during the show. Matt Dowell was on here 2 days ago, and if you're not listening to it, you should. I'm telling you right now, you talk about a product. I said to John before we came on, it's got to be one of the greatest products, if not the best I've ever used, and it is so simple in its design and use, it'll floor you. No gadgets, nothing that lights up, nothing that talks to you, purely a piece of equipment that will give you balance, gait, cardio, strength, and stamina. And right now, when you buy, if you want to purchase a sand dune, you can call Matt at 714-995-4500. You'll get 10% off of the sand dune and free shipping, but you have to say the word motivation, or you will not get the discount. So I'm telling you right now, invest in this thing. It is unbelievable. And you'll hear more about it as we go on in the show. Also, too, I'm going to talk 1 minute about gratitude, and I'm going to shift it to John, and John can answer any way he chooses. I told John before we came on, this is going to be kind of a thing we're going to do now and then. Gratitude is what you're thankful for. Well, I'll tell you just two things today. I was thankful I woke up, number one. And number two, I'm thankful for I've had a great day here with the business, with all the calls, with all the work. But tonight, I get to go out and do the thing I love and have so much passion about, which has driven everything. I get to go and work out tonight. And I get to find out what the sand dunes done to me in the last 10 days, 12 days since I've done all that squatting. I'm going to report on it. I can't wait. It is just absolutely got me psycho, man, and it feels great. John, I know that was long. Welcome to the show. I'm going to give a bio on you quick. I do not want to forget that, and we'll bring you right in. Number one, John's a strong man, author, motivational speaker, pastor, and he writes for Milo Magazine. He owns an equipment company, obviously, and he speaks all over, and we'll let John fill in the holes with that. But welcome back, brother.
Hey, man, I am so excited to be on the show today. And, you know, every day we try to be grateful. And I think it's just a great way to teach our culture, and a culture that's all about yourself, yeah. A narcissistic culture,
yep.
An opportunity to give back. And I just want to say I'm grateful today for God and all the things that he has done for me. not just for saving me, but for putting a dream in my heart, a purpose for life, and help me to live life, give me an amazing family, being a part of a church, which I call our tribe.
Yep.
A close-knit tribe that fights for each other. And so that's the gratitude I have on my heart today.
That's awesome, because we all know not many people want to fight for one another anymore. You know, I was, unfortunately, I heard some more news today, and I turned it right off. I bet it was on for 30 seconds. Just seeing the stuff that's going on out there and the weakness. I don't remember if it was in Texas or it was in Chicago. A college professor basically said the mark they got for their finals, and this just came up recently, if you didn't like it because he was afraid it was going to stress the little snowflakes out too much, come and see me and give me the grade you would like. Now, obviously, that is ridiculous, but there's so much of this stuff going on in today's culture that we don't know who has done what anymore. Well, some parents got wind of this, and they stopped him and the whole thing. So, see, there is still a lot of hope. There are people out there with good standards and morals, and know that nothing is a giveaway in life. You can help people, and I love helping people, and this and that, but when it comes down to it, you need to know how to do things on your own. And cheating the system is not going to get you very far, because as we found out from this, that he got caught, and that was the end of it. And I am so happy he got caught, and whomever you are that caught him, congratulations. I applaud what you have done. Also, too, tomorrow you're going to hear a very intense show with Dr. Wong and I. And it kind of goes on the lines of that, because I've got some pretty factual things here. And when you hear some of the stuff we're going to talk about, I think all the shows are like that. I think tomorrow, though, your head is going to literally spin off your neck. So we are addressing things now, just like John talked about with God. Most people are afraid to say that out in the public square. And this is what I say to everyone. I'll let John comment, and we're going to get right into power bodybuilding, and we got a surprise for you that we're going to hit in the middle of the show, and then we'll connect everything to power bodybuilding as we go to finish the show. This is what I say to everybody now. If you feel you're right and you can back it up, don't let people get away with this stuff. And I mean that. Don't be afraid to stand up. And this is what we need. We need this in the world again. Too much of this passive, ridiculous bullshit that's going on all over. And I ask every one of the M&M family not only to be an example for people around you and people outside, but stand up. No more of this. If you know it's morally wrong, don't be afraid to say it when someone's presenting this in front of you. I'll leave it at there. John, comment on any of that, and we're going to get right into power bodybuilding, sir.
Well, I tell you what, people are really afraid to talk about God today, and it's sad because so many people are living for themselves, and that's why we have so many suicides. That's why we have, you know, the painkiller epidemic, because living for yourself is too small of a story.
Yep.
You know, and I want to be a part of something bigger than myself, and I just have to believe that, you know, I think I'm not just a person of faith, but I believe that God has a destiny for us,
yep.
And I'm not ashamed of that.
No.
And people that get upset with that, it's because it ruins their worldview, and it causes them to have to stretch a little bit. But, you know, everything I have is from God. You know, I'm not ashamed of it.
No, and you shouldn't be, because, you know something? The problem is that too many things got into too many places, and people just got convinced that, you know what, there's nothing greater than you. You're out for yourself. You know, it's a sad state of events. And you know what, the thing that always gets me is this. How many people do you know that have lost their faith long ago, and then they get presented with a life-ending illness or someone in their family, and they're knocking on God's door, and they're saying, oh, please, God, don't let me die, or don't let – you know what? Regardless what happens, you should have always kept your faith, no matter what happens. And that's the issue right now. When they took religion out of school, when they decide, you know, you see the curriculums they're teaching now, it makes you sick. And these kids with their beautiful minds are absorbing this shit, and look what's turning out. You know, you made a good point, especially with suicide rates and everything. You know, a good friend of mine, Sean, powerlifter, he's been on here, he lost his son to heroin. And you would never think that. I mean, we're talking about a businessman, a high-level powerlifter that's competed all over the world and everything, and you talk about something that destroyed him. And this is what I'm saying. It doesn't matter who you are, anything can affect you. And the thing is, if you don't have faith or you feel like you're out there alone, you're very susceptible to these vampires that want to either take your money, kill you, prostitute you, whatever. But I'm not going to get into a whole show about that. But you need to have faith. I don't care if you look at a plant and that's your faith. I'd much rather say, well, we have faith in the Lord. But you know what? If that's what starts getting you back on the track, by all means, do it. Or go talk to somebody, you know. John's a pastor. John, I'm sure, has many people coming to him. And, you know, John, myself, all of us, and I'm not going to speak for him, but there's times of trouble that are with me, too. I mean, when you don't know, are you going to make it to the next day with the companies? Are you going to have enough money to pay your bills? Are you so pissed off you want to walk away and hang it up and quit? These are legitimate things, man, and you need to have faith not only in God, but in yourself, and you're never going to draw faith within yourself if you don't have something bigger to believe in. And that, I'll leave it at that. John, comment on anything, and we're going to get into power bodybuilding, sir.
Well, not just even just want to say one thing, not just the God factor, but just living for yourself.
Yep.
It's just too small a story. I always encourage any of the people who are in the younger generation sometime to go get the DVD or download on Netflix, watch Saving Private Ryan and see why they were the greatest generation because of what they did in D-Day and the selflessness they did overseas and at home and fighting for something bigger than themselves. And I think that's what's lost today. And I think, you know, in a few moments, we're going to talk about power bodybuilding.
Yep.
We're talking about some of the old greats. They were from that work ethic generation, and it carried over into their training, that's for sure.
Yeah, without a doubt. And, you know, we talk about the greatest generation. You can read about them, and there's film about them and stuff. You know, I look at a lot of things like that with what we do. Obviously, we're going to talk about the power bodybuilding, about the John Grimmicks and Doug Hepburns and you know, way even before there. But the thing that the commonality these gentlemen all had, you know, and I mean, obviously we know Pudgy Stockton way back when. You know, she was definitely the woman. Jack LaLanne, you know, any of these people, just amazing, amazing people. And, you know, this wasn't the typical bodybuilding. All right, you know, what we equate today, like I told John, I probably haven't looked at bodybuilding in 35 years. You know, it's nothing that that interests me one bit. Now, when you go back and you look at the physiques of a Grimmick or Tommy Kono or the bigger guys, you know, we're talking Hepburn. Of course, I can't leave Paul Anderson out of there. These guys, you know, the formulation and name bodybuilding, in my opinion, was to build the body. I don't equate it to the stuff that's been around, like I said, for 35, 40 years, okay? You know, if you know anything about a lot of it, or you can go out and look, a lot of these guys that posed on stage, they were Olympic lifting prior to going out into the bodybuilding contest. This is what I call bodybuilding. Building the body in a way to make it fully functional. Obviously, you want to have a hell of a physique. You know, we talk about Muscle Beach. We're going to get into Peanuts West probably. Pat Casey, all these different versions of whatever you call it. But back in that era, to me, it'll always be power bodybuilding. Take it away, John.
Yeah, you know, I think we really have to kind of look back at Dan John, the great, excellent trainer.
Yep.
He coined the phrase armor building.
Yep.
And that's really what these guys did, was they had big set of armor, but they had armor that could do something. It was functional.
Yeah.
And I don't like to even use that word because everybody freaks out because it's so overused, from the Bosu ball to whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But these guys could do something with their bodies. They were hand balancers. You know, a lot of what they did on the beach, they had two guys, these are big boys now.
Yeah.
Being able to do hand balancing, you know, with each other and picking a guy up and putting him into a handstand on top of your hands. You know, I doubt very many bodybuilders today could even come close to the athleticism
mm-hmm.
of what we have seen in the past. And I think that there's been such a focus today on building the body at the cost of being athletic.
Oh, without a doubt. Yeah.
And it all comes down to exercise choice. And, you know, I even think the aesthetics are screwed up because, again, a bodybuilder in a competition only looks that way at the competition, you know.
Yeah.
We're talking about the amount of diuretics and everything else that has to take place. But, you know, the true aesthetics, you know, I believe that there's that balance between athletics, armor building, and having that power where you walk. And this is why I like to call it power building. These guys walked, and there was something about their physiques that commanded power.
Yeah.
And today when I see bodybuilders, they don't command that awe-dropping, wow, this guy's a person of power, what they command. And I'm not against bodybuilding. I think, you know, they're great athletes too in what they do. But people say, well, there's a guy who knows how to get pumped up.
Yeah.
But yeah. Not a man of power. And that's the difference.
No, I totally agree with you. And you know what else is interesting? You know, the last bodybuilder I ever, and I didn't even follow him, but it was only because, you know, the way he trained, what you read. Now, he definitely had a thicker physique. You know, obviously, we know a lot of things that are involved at that level. But Dorian Yates, I mean, if you hear a name come up, yeah, that's it. But that would be the only thing I could tell you. Now, when you look at strongman, I mean, Pujanowski comes right to mind right away of a bodybuilding physique, but a monster. I mean, everyone knows what he win, 4 WSMs, I believe. How about Yoko Ohola? All right, now look, what I'm trying to equate here is this, and I know most people say, well, they took better drugs. I'm sick of hearing it. It's just, that's a cop out to me. If that's what they do, that's how they got to live with it. That's not my issue. What I'm saying is, if that was the case, we could all take steroids and look like a hola if you wanted to, okay? That ain't going to happen, folks. Manfred, horrible. Think about back today. You want to talk about huge muscular? Think about Bill Kazmaier. I mean, holy Christ. You know, John Paul Sigmerson, all right? That's what I'm saying here. Gary Taylor, remember him, anybody? That guy was a killer lifter. He was basically an Olympic lifter at the start. What I'm saying here with this power bodybuilding, you know, you look at the days. Go out and look at YouTube all over. Look at the picture of, like, Katz and Arnold together. And, the blonde bomber. Come on. Dave Draper. You know what I mean? Look at the physiques of these guys, man. You know, and we talked about a guy like Tommy Kono. I mean, we can even go back to Saxon and all them. What I'm saying is they had the look of power. You know, it wasn't some ginned up, pumped up, juiced up, diuretic up, you know, blah, 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 blah. Look at me. I'm training for 15 hours. John, how many people do you know could train for 15 hours straight 7 days a week? I mean, are you kidding me?
Yeah, there's just no way. And, you know, you look at the guys, and I had the privilege when I spoke at the Arnold last year to go to the Hall of Fame ceremony, the International Hall of Fame, and got to see Lou Ferrigno and Bill Kazmaier. Bill Kazmaier is actually sitting right in front of me. I got to have a conversation with him.
Wow.
That guy exudes power to this day.
Yeah.
He just, the way he carries himself, and to hear about his work ethic in the day and the never say die attitude and the crazy mental state he would get into in a competition, That's old school power building. And I think of Arnold, you know, the way those guys trained, it was crazy. Most people would never be able to pay the price where you hear about Arnold going back and doing squats out in the woods.
Yeah.
Until you can't walk, you know.
Yeah.
And Franco Colombo and those guys. So I put all those people in the power bodybuilding category too.
You know, sure.
They are still old school, you know, pay the price, you know, the deep, you know, the squats, the basic exercises, you know. Arnold, if you look, squats all the time, front squats, all these different things, you know. They knew how to, you know, do things that made you not just strong but powerful. And this goes back to even like a spiritual principle. I really believe that when you train the way that we're talking about,
yep,
the way that you carry yourself, there's a spiritual element to it too, that people know you just are a person of power. You have a sense of purpose. The way that your gait, the way that you walk,
yep,
you know, walk with purpose. And I think, you know, that's just something that's really, really missing today. I had the opportunity when we were filming a TV show a couple years ago, I got a chance to go out to Muscle Beach after we filmed.
Yeah.
To go out, and I'm telling you, I got chills to look out there. And, you know, you walk up Muscle Beach in Venice there, and it's great to see the outdoor gym.
Yep.
But also on the beach, there's also some real interesting things, like the rings.
Yep.
They have a giant set of hanging gymnastic rings. They got all this gymnastic equipment out on the beach, too.
Yep.
And that goes back to what I'm saying, is these guys were athletic. They were athletes first, and they built their body as part of those athletic endeavors.
Oh, without a doubt. And you know what? It was just a whole different mind concept with everything. I know these athletes understood this stuff much better in today's Facebook matinee, whatever you want to call them, because they got away from the principles that really, really, and you hit it right on the head, the spiritual end. Because, like tonight when I go out, I can't wait to just go out and just start getting chalk on my hands. That's a spiritual thing for me. The warm up, obviously, the dead stop squats tonight. You know, the big heavy calf work, the neck work, and whatever else I'm going to add into it. I've got a couple things I'm going to mess around with. You know, obviously we will hit the erectors, whether it's on the glute ham machine, or we'll do some close grip bent rows with a 2-inch bar with the tires on it. And all that good stuff. But it is all like that. And, you know, we talk about Arnold and Franco. I mean, think about this. Sergio Oliva, an Olympic lifter from Cuba, and he was a good lifter, too. And I saw Sergio Oliva in person at a local gym here, and I don't remember if it was the late 80s. And I remember him saying that he was not in good shape. I think he said his weight, because he still had a very thick accent. I think he said at the time his weight was like 265. This guy, you know, they always talked about his waist. I don't know. Maybe his waist was 29, 30. His upper body and legs were like nothing you've ever seen before. And I'm talking, I've seen some people, man. And, you know, we talk about a Kazmaier or a Magnus or these guys, you know. My God, man. And what was it? It was the Olympic lifting that built that structure. Plus, he was genetically, I hate that when they say, well, he was a genetic this and that. This guy was pure genetics. I mean, you look at his muscle bellies, how long they were. I don't know what he did when he trained all the time, but there's no doubt what a powerful athlete, man. I mean, just unreal. And then, you know, you got to where they used to train out in the woods in Germany with Arnold. I remember reading an article, or someone told me, who was an old bodybuilder one time, that, and we used to do that too because we learned that from them. They would beat each other. They would start a fire out in the woods and they would squat. And they used to beat each other with sticks to make themselves train harder. Let me tell you, most people would put you away for even saying something like that in today's pussified world. But let me tell you something. they did what they had to do to get to where they had to get. Now, you don't have to agree with that or do that, but you need something to give you that laser focus to go after things that basically want to break you in half. And this is what I love about all this stuff. It has the ability to shape you in so many different ways that I'm telling you right now, I feel for people that never tried this or are skeptics or only got into it a little bit and quit, because you don't know what you have missed or are going to miss for the rest of your life. Because this, as we call it, physical culture, but to me it's even more than that. It's like, you know, with all the stuff I've been talking about, winning and champions, to me it's just like a consistent brainwave going off in your head. I love to train. I want to train. You know, the whole thing, John, where what am I going to eat tonight? Or what am I going to have during the day? Or if you like protein, milk, egg with raw milk, how much am I going to consume today? See, even a guy like me that's been doing this a long time still has that childlike excitement. I'll have that to the day they lay me down, believe me. So take it away, my friend.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I get geared up every day for working out. I mean, it fuels me. And, you know, there is something that happens, you know, when I walk in, everybody has their own little rituals. But when I walk down into that dungeon,
yep,
and the music starts blaring,
yep,
and the iron starts flying, I mean, it is a powerful experience that goes well beyond just my mind and body. You know, yep, there is a connection there. And I love, you know, the old guys, they had great tools. That's one of the things, you know, we talk about here, is that they used things like not only the gymnastic rings, but they used the front squat.
Mm-hmm.
They used barbell. They used dumbbells, you know. I love, there's a picture in one of the old Iron Mind catalogs of Pat Casey doing 200-pound dumbbell chest presses, incline press.
Yep.
Oh. Think about that.
Yeah.
How many guys could even get a 200-pound dumbbell, you know, wrestled into position to do a press?
Yeah.
An incline chest press.
Yeah.
But that's one of the things that is exciting about today is, and we'll talk about the sand dune in a few minutes.
Yep.
There are innovations out there of things that I think definitely have kind of a throwback feel.
Yep.
Even though they're totally new, good power building tools. One of the things that kind of impresses me, and I think that it goes back to the whole, we talk about iron boots.
Yeah.
If the old guys could have had a pair of these, I think they would have loved them. We know they used the iron boots. One of the things I'm really, really impressed with is Donnie Thompson's Fat Bells. Have you used those yet?
No, I haven't.
I get no kickback for these. I bought them myself.
Yeah.
Just when I see a product that I like, I jump on it.
Yep.
Fat bells, what it is they're basically look like a kettlebell, except the handle is deep inside the middle.
Okay, I've seen them. Yep, yep.
The weight is perfectly balanced entirely around. And so all of the weight goes directly into the muscle instead of working the joint.
Yep.
You know, we already get enough pressure on our joints from heavy squats and heavy presses. I've been using these fat bells for stuff. And what's great is because there's no ends on them,
mm-hmm,
you do all kinds of twisting motions. So you can become really extremely do athletic movements with heavy weights, but not having to worry about the end of the dumbbell clanking into it. You know, that was one of the biggest things, is getting that thing into position. You know, when I'm doing all kinds of bench work and cleans and Arnold presses and all these different things. So I think, you know, Pat Casey, he would have been all about, you know, fat bells and some of those things, you know.
Yeah.
That's why we put out the Neuro Grips, too. Hopefully, the date we have right now is the middle of September. The new Neuro Grip book is going to be coming out.
Oh, awesome. And
it's going to blow you away, but it's kind of a throwback. Some of the things, even though there's new technology in there, as far as occlusion and sensory deprivation and all these crazy pushing your body to the limits, the idea of the NeuroGrip still goes back to an old school concept of being able to balance your body with strength.
Yeah.
It goes back to proprioception, which, you know, we're going to talk about in just a moment.
Oh, yeah.
But can you balance your body?
Yeah.
See, I've got a lot of guys that can do bench, and I put them on the neuro grips, and they can't even use their own body because they can't create tension by holding a basic plank.
Yep.
The old school guys could lift heavy weights, but they also had control of their body first.
Absolutely. And I think that's where they always had the edge. You know, how many guys, think about this, women too, could go on a set of rings and do things on a set of rings? You know, and we might as well go right into the sand dune. I'm going to hand it to John momentarily, but I'm going to tell everybody that myself, John Bruni, Eric Gutman has one. And I'll tell too, Dr. Jeffrey Smith has one on the way to him, and Ryan J. Pitts does too. Jason Gillen has just contacted him. He sent me a note. Jason wants to talk to him about getting one, et cetera, et cetera. You heard me advertise this in the beginning, and I don't do a lot of that. This is my opinion. I'll give it right to John. And I'm not getting anything for this product, by the way. He sent me some free ones, I will tell you that. I think down the road we're going to be creating quite a network with a few of us, and then we'll discuss what's going to happen. But that's not even the point right here, right now. This might be, I don't know if I can say anything's the best I've ever used, but if it's not the best, it's right near there. Product I have ever used. And I'll tell you basically why. John and I talked on the last show. We were talking about the lower extremities. I've been telling people how this all came. I'm going to just give you a little history, and I'll give it right to John. Everybody knows, and it was all over Facebook again the other day, Martin Janzik's put the 200-pound sandbag challenge to everybody. He's pressing it. He's standing on one leg. He even took a selfie of himself, all right? Well, come to find out, when I unloaded my bag the other day with what I thought was 150, it came out to 180. So I cleaned and pressed to 180 about a month ago. I'm not in any rush about it, but this is the point of the whole thing. That 200-pound overhead challenge, everybody, now has led me in a lot of different directions. Things that I haven't done in years or haven't done hard for a long, long time. One of them, obviously, I always worked the back very hard. But now in my head, because of an Iron Man article, that however that led me to that, had an old article from 72, Casey Viator was on the cover, and they had a big thing about spinal erectors and how the U.S. team could not figure how, you know, the Soviets and everybody else were just putting these mass quantities of weight overhead. And it comes out, you know, we talked about the palm of horse and all that. I'm not going to get into all that right now. But how they found that this really had a big, big bearing on building spinal erectors in a different way, because everybody was doing the same thing, but these guys are just lifting monumental things. And we, so my whole thing was, okay, then now we build spinal erectors like Roman columns. You know, we see pictures of a hole, et cetera, et cetera. I've talked about this, you know, and same way with the picture of the Soviet lifter in there. This guy was probably a 198er, and you could lose your fist between a 198er's back. He was no 320-pound guy. It was just so, it was exceptional just to see that. So, and then that spread into the elbow to the fingers, because if you've heard us talking, you're not lifting a stone. I don't give a shit how strong you are, especially with no handholds, if you don't have strong-ass fingers. And we can go into the rest of it, but everybody gets the idea. Then John and I were talking about from the knees down to the toes, all right? Well, if you haven't listened to that show, you need to go back and listen to it. And now we have in our hands the sand dune. And Matt Dahl is the owner of the company, and he was more than gracious enough to reach out to me through Dr. Bob Weil, who's on here, and he's a fantastic guy. And I told John on the last show and Eric Gutman. Well, John got a set. I'll go right to John because John can explain his end. And I've been on the phone. Matt and I did a show the other day. It was phenomenal. All about everything. Proceptors, all that thing. And that means a sense of self. And we're going to get into this. The feet, if the feet are not healthy, If you've got problems with it, I'm going to tell you, it's going to affect everything in your life. There's many things. And as I told John, I've almost had it for a month, and I'm getting another one today. I can't wait to see what my squatting is again tonight. So, John, I know that was long. I want to build it up a little bit. But why don't you explain to everybody? You got a set of them, two of them. What are your initial thoughts with the sand dune right now?
Well, I am amazed. And here's what I go down to is there's very few products I actually can say that it's a game changer.
Yep.
I think that phrase is used so much. But this is a legit game changer. Matt challenged me to just go to town and try and, you know, see, put this thing through the paces. Like, literally, you know, work the living crap out of it.
Yep.
And that's what I've been doing. You know, I've been doing sprints. I've been doing jumps. I've been doing rebounds. I've been doing lateral jumps. All kinds of things. But here's what I kind of had anticipated but was blown away by the results.
Yeah.
How much better my feet and my knees feel. I've had, you know, knee injuries forever from just being ridiculous. You know, mm-hmm. I'm going to push my body past what you should push it. So you get injured and, you know, don't take the right amount of time off. But I have always been a huge, huge proponent of understanding proprioception.
Yep.
And understanding how balance and proprioception and the feet control and dictate how much weight the rest of the body can push because of all the nerve endings and everything else in the feet, as well as with our modern day shoes compressing our toes together.
Yep.
So we don't have the toe spread. That was one of the cool things now is a lot of the lifting shoes actually have a bigger toe box so you
yeah.
can stretch your toes out.
Yep.
But here's the thing. I've been working with this thing. It has cleaned a lot of gunk out of my knee so much that I was doing wind sprints, like crazy wind sprints on the treadmill at a high, high, ridiculous amount of speed with no pain.
Yep.
And when you're a big guy and, you know, you're doing 9-10 mile an hour sprints, you know, for time.
Yeah.
That's a lot for a big guy. Let me trust you. That's a lot of pounding.
Yep.
My feet. And I'm such a proponent of this stuff that I told you last show, I've been doing this with a yoga block for a long time. You know, you take a yoga block that what I call has been seasoned. It's been
yep.
wore down.
Yep.
So there's a lot of give to it. And I had been doing different balances on that, you know, on one leg, closing my eyes while spinning my head up and down, left, right, kicking, all different types of things to increase proprioception. The sand dune has created such an intense difference in proprioception that all of my lifts have gone up without that, – that's all I can attribute it to.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've made one simple change, and it has – you know, it's taking care of lymphatic flow.
Yep.
I'm seeing a change in the way that I walk. I'm definitely – again, the lymphatic system in itself could be a whole broadcast, and what that is doing is pumping that fluid through there – you know, getting rid of injuries and, you know, we all have scar tissue and everything else and adhesions and working that out. It has been one of the greatest tools for proprioception. And for those who don't know what that word is, just a big fancy word for saying a sense of where you are in space.
Absolutely. Space. Yep. Yep.
Which is huge if you're going to put anything over your head because your body needs to know where it is. But proprioception, I have never experienced anything that has enhanced proprioception like this thing. I've been doing fast feet. So
yeah.
Basically, instead of working the agility ladder, I've been doing the same thing, these real quick chop feet like we used to do in football
yep.
on it. And I'm telling you, it smokes you.
Yeah.
You have to try it to believe it. You look at it and it's so simple. This is the thing. Sometimes people are fooled by something, the appearance. You know, it's so simple. People say, oh, how can that do all those things? You have to try it and put your body through it to really experience the difference.
Yeah, there's no doubt because I'm going to tell you, the first time you put your feet on it, it is so cool. And I don't mean cool as in look, and it's got a great look to it. It is so cool on your feet. And I was telling John, you know, we've been talking about some of the stuff we've been doing. One of the things I've been doing, and especially for anybody that's putting – excessive impact on their knee joints. And one of the things this does, the sand dune is really restore that ligament and tendon, and obviously it allows you to work it in a way where how many running backs or track athletes make a wrong turn left, right, next thing you know, the ACL, boom. All right? I'm not saying 100% this will stop it, but it sure as hell going to do more for you than what you're doing now. I don't care what they put you through. But I'll tell you something I've been doing, and I've done three nasty dead stop squat workouts, and tonight's going to be the full buffalo bar. The last time I did a one-sided training, one side of the body with an Apollon axle, and I'll tell you right now, if you don't like bruises, I would tell you don't do it because my traps looked like someone colored them purple. I don't care. It didn't hurt me. I'm just telling you. But here's the greatest thing of all. So I get on this thing, and I'm on my knees just like I'm praying, and I basically rock back. Now, I told John I was doing it in the middle. You can do it up at the top because it's got, we'll call it a high end, but it looks like an incline, and then there's a lower end on it. So all I've been doing every day is just rocking back and forth, side to side. I was telling John the next day after doing that many squat workouts in like 11 or 12 days, I think it was, not even a click. Not a click even walking upstairs to my office or going down. Absolutely incredible. That's just one of the things. Another thing that's very beneficial with it, and I'm getting better and better with it, is you just stand on this thing and close your eyes. Normally, you're probably going to fall right off. So I would tell you, if you do that, make sure there's nothing sharp or furniture around you. If you hit your head, you're going to get hurt. It is absolutely amazing with what this thing does. Like John said, run on it, march on it, and or do like we did in football the same way. You do those choppy, boom, 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 like that. Try to do that for a minute. You'll be gassed. I don't care how good a shape you're in. And a lot of people that didn't believe this that got one from Matt, now whether they have a commercial gym or a home trainer, they are now instilling it and installing it into their programs. Matt was telling me there's a lot of MMA fighters now that are using it, boxers. You know, let's think for a second here, the same way weightlifting. You're on your feet, all right? Feet connect to the brain. You know, you have your sense of self like we're talking about. He got into all kinds of stuff like the muscle spindle. There's a lot of stuff to talk about here, a lot of things that trigger all these actions. But here's the thing. Think about your gait. We both said how good our gait have gotten, and, you know, it's only been like not even a month yet, and you're already seeing that. But think about when you're in the ring or you're fighting or you're rolling around or you're tumbling or, you know, like John and I are talking. Put a big, massive, heavy weight over your head. Do a dead stop squat. Do a stone pull off the ground. Do a deadlift, all right? What do you got to have? What do they tell you? This is what I say to myself. Put your feet through the floor with everything you do. Whether you're stamping it, whatever, but you're going to lock right down. Hands, feet, brain. Think about that. This thing, I'll go right out on the limb. I would be shocked if anybody came back to myself, John, or Matt and said this thing didn't work. Because here's what I'm going to tell you. You didn't give it a chance, and it probably was starting to work with you, and it scared the shit out of you, and you said no more. Go ahead, John, take it.
Yeah, you got to really just push your body and see what you can do. You know, one of the things I like to do is walk on the sides of my feet on it.
Oh, yeah.
Steve actually used to talk about the Russians walking on the sides and on the insides of their feet.
Yep.
Putting yourself in a negative situation so that when you actually have training, if you ever do roll your ankle, you'll be okay.
Yeah.
But walking on that, you're not going to hurt yourself at all. You're just going to get pure gains. What I like is that you can train going uphill or downhill.
Yep.
So you're training the front of your shin, which is a huge underrated muscle. The whole front of the foot from the knee, and that's a huge thing that a lot of people don't understand. So you can train walking uphill, walking downhill, as well as these lateral jumps. I love, and again, because the impact is taken away, but you're working twice as hard to get the jump off. That's just amazing. I've never had something as low impact that makes you work harder than high impact.
Yeah.
That is the dichotomy, the craziness about the whole thing, the conundrum. It's low impact but high resistance.
Yeah.
And that it's hard to wrap your mind around unless you try that. So we set these things far apart from each other, and I'm doing lateral hops, you know, speed skater style from side to side. And, you know, we're getting all these things, but I'm not getting any of this, you know, joint problems as I'm doing this. My joints are feeling better and better. And as I've been doing sprints and all kinds of jump workouts, going from platforms to these things to the sand dune to, you know, side sprints, you know, we're doing a whole agility thing. We're going to make some videos so people can really understand it.
Absolutely. Yep.
My quads are getting torched. My calves are getting torched. I'm getting a great workout without even having to lift a weight with this stuff. But I've been using it for a finisher. There's nothing better for burst training, or what we call a surge set that I talked about in one of my books. For the end of training, it is one of the most excellent tools you will ever use. The other aspect is building a massive functional core.
Yeah.
I was telling Eric a little earlier, I like to put my knees down on the pads, just on the edge where my shins are going across, and use the whole ab wheel. I mean, I've got a bunch of different versions of that. But any of the old abdominal wheel and roll out and do that Superman roll out and bring it back. Your core is torched. Your legs are torched. Every single thing gets worked. And the next day, you feel it. You know you've done the work.
Yeah.
But your joints will feel fantastic. Your muscles will be sore, but your joints will feel like heaven.
Yeah, and you know, the thing is, a good thing to do after you've done a workout like that, as Matt says, do three rounds. Do one in the morning, do one in the afternoon, and do one at night for 5 minutes, and hopefully that will recover even more. Something real interesting, too. Matt's wife can literally jump rope on the sand dune, and I don't remember how many minutes she can go, but it's phenomenal, man, and it just shows. And the biggest thing, folks, I want to make this clear to everybody. You don't have to go and lift things like John and I do. This is used everywhere. This is used in Muhammad Ali's Parkinson's Center. He does a ton of stuff with the VA. He does a lot of in-home visits. There's a lot of elderly people that have gotten off walkers after he put them on the sand dune for a while. If you have neuropathy in your feet, he said he's never seen one person that got on a sand dune that didn't get rid of it. It's one of the most... Not only from a strength standpoint and recovery and prehab, but the interesting thing about this more than anything to me is it works. And, I mean, I've only been on this a short time. I mean, I can't wait for the end of September to see what happens, because now that it's getting colder out, and it will be in the next 3 weeks, cooler, I will say, I'll start attacking that stone and taking large amounts of it and going down 95 feet down and back and setting up courses. The thing I'm very intrigued by all this is this. How much more speed have I built now in this short amount of time? And now that I'll be doing this and working on the sand dune, where are we going here? You know, I said this, who did I talk to this morning? Or was it yesterday? I don't remember. I was talking, or maybe it was somebody on the phone. I mean, you know, when you look at the YouTube channel stuff for, if you go out and you plug in Husafell Stone, you're going to see a number of people. You know, our good friend Bill Crawford has been there multiple times. And I think the time ranges around the 50 meters have been anywhere, I think, from like 18 to 25 seconds. Now, think about this, everybody. And I'm not saying yes or no to this. But you do things correctly, you build the power, you've got much more quickness in your feet and your stride, depending on what you want to do. Who's to say that if you're really on the ball that day, you don't do two rounds of 50 meters around that sheep pen? Now, you want to talk about not only power and strength, but think about the endurance you've built using the sand dune. And I feel as John and I and Eric and whomever else is going to get in on this big party, I think we're going to have some staggering results down the road for everybody. Because let's face it, we're just going to get better with it. And we're going to learn how to maybe group things and put them together and get better with it. And to me, the longevity of what we do is the most important thing. And I really think, as I said on one of my MailChimp letters I sent out yesterday, this thing is pure gold. And I think that you need to take the opportunity to call Matt and at least talk to him, because either that, go back to the show. Obviously, this show is going to be up tomorrow, so you're going to hear a lot more that we've been doing with it, and we'll keep going from there. You got anything else on that, John?
Well, I just say, you know, you got to learn to invest in yourself. You know, I know people that will spend hundreds of dollars on supplements, and I think supplements are great. But this is something that can change your life. You know, I'm not getting anything for saying that.
Right.
You know,
neither am I.
I'm not getting anything for.
Nope.
We're just saying this is something that if you invest in it, it will change your life. It will change your lifts. It's going to help you become a better athlete. And that's what we want, because everybody's an athlete here. You know, whether you like to lift the heavy weights, you know, like we do.
Yep.
Or whether you like to just push yourself, you know, the best that you can with what you have, the tools you have around your own home. Everybody's still an athlete, and everybody will benefit from proprioception training. Will benefit from training your feet, whether you like to lift heavy or lift light, whether you listen to the show just because it raises your testosterone level.
Yep.
You still need to do things that are going to be good for you. This is good for you from your feet to your organs.
Yep.
You know, the inside, I can't express how much this is going to affect your organs and your lymphatic flow.
Yep.
You need to try it. You owe it to yourself to make an investment in yourself so that you can be, you know, give to others.
I agree.
I said, if you're weak and your joints are weak and you can't walk and you can't do all these things, how can you help others? Help yourself. Help others. You need to get the sand in.
Yeah, and that's what we always talk about. If you don't have health, it doesn't matter who you're married to, how many kids you got, et cetera, et cetera. We talk about all that stuff with testosterone and strength and everything. Contrary to what a lot of the world says, don't believe it, because I've had many women on this show that are very independent, and we've talked off air about different things, and they've come right at me and said, you know what? We still like men as protectors. The thing is, they're afraid to say it because they don't want to be ridiculed. And I'm telling you right now, men, you know, women too, get on this thing. Get in shape. Take care of your health, because if you take care of your health, life is going to really take you on a dream ride. And you can be the captain of that ship as we talk about winning, champion, all that. Believe me, it will happen for you. But the first thing you got to make your mind up to right away is you are going to be healthy and strong. John, why don't we, let's just finish up with Power Bodybuilding a few minutes. Give out all your information. I'll give mine, and we'll get ready for our next show. And let everybody know right now, I'm going to do my damnedest to get John, Matt, and possibly Eric. But Eric is out of the United States, and that might be a hard thing. But if we can rig a four-way call up through Skype, we're going to make it happen. So the next show, I am going to do my very best to put together at least a three-way show with John, Matt, and myself. And by then, I'm sure we're going to even have more information for Matt. And Matt is a wealth of information. So take it away, my friend.
Well, as we close away, you know, this whole idea of old-school power bodybuilding, again, let me just emphasize again. You want to build a body that is powerful, and that means you're physically powerful, you're mentally and emotionally powerful, and you're spiritually powerful. That was the secret. You always hear us going back to the old timers.
Yep.
You know, that's what it was. And things like we talked about today, the simple principles of pushing yourself to the extreme with old school exercises and even new school equipment to push old school training methods.
Yep.
The equipment may change, but the methods don't.
Yep.
You got to put in the work, because as I always say, we're not created to be selfish with our strength. We want you to be strong so that you can share that strength with others. So begin to look at study the masters. I guess that's how I would close with it. Study the masters. Look back at Pat Casey. Look back at Bill Kazmaier.
Yep.
Steve Reeves. Some of these amazing athletes of old. And study their methods And then don't be afraid to try new school equipment, but don't forget the method. The equipment can change, but methods, truth, I always say if it's true then, it's true now, it'll be true forever. Truth is truth. And so the truth of the style of training doesn't change, but the tools do. So try out new tools like the sand dune.
Yeah.
Push yourself with neuro grips, you know. And speaking of that, just want to remind you, hopefully, want everybody to go out and get that book mid-September, because there's so much extra training stuff in there. Even if you don't have a pair of neuro grips, you know, just learning all the prehab, wrist health, wrist stretches, how to take care of your fingers. We talk about cupping. It's off the charts. You need to get it because it's going to really help you out. Also, would like to see you on Facebook. Feel free to friend me, message me. We'll have a great talk. I want to invest in your life, as well as Twitter at Press the Limit. If you want to see our strength shows, pressingthelimits.com. You want to bring us in for a speaking engagement, we'd love to do that. And just in closing, it's always an honor to be on this show, because the guy that I'm talking to right now is a man of integrity, a man who loves the gift of iron and wants to share it with everybody. I call it the gospel of iron, the gospel of weightlifting. And he wants to invest in your life. And so please make an investment in this show. He didn't ask me to do this, but I'm telling you, if you are getting wisdom downloaded on you, please make an investment back in this show. Pay it forward. And watch what happens to you. It just makes you a more grateful person and makes you that person of power. So, Eric, it has been awesome being on the show today.
Thanks, John, and I really appreciate the kind words, because John and I talk offline. So John knows a little bit what's going on here. I don't share that with many people. John's a very committed gentleman, and I admire what he does. He's a man of very high belief and, as we say, integrity. And these are the people that will continue on this big voyage we're going on. This is called loyalty, and he did not talk to me about this, believe me. This is out of his heart, and I appreciate him saying that. Do you got everything? What about, you know what you didn't say? I can't remember. What's the URL for your equipment company?
Submitstrength.com.
Okay. This is Motivation Muscle streaming radio 24/7. As I've said, you know, we talk about winning attitudes, winning ways, champion ways. These are very important things. Don't discount this stuff, what it can do for your life. You start acting like a champion, you're automatically going to become a champion. And if you really want to get into it, go out and listen to what I put up today. I am five. It's only the beginning, believe me when I tell you this. And, you know, stay involved. Stay with us. Keep spreading this stuff around. You know, as I say, what my dad always say, I say it every show, be a leader, not a follower. It's very important, folks. We live in a very pessimistic world, but you don't have to be part of it. All right? You do not have to be part. You know what? Kill them with optimism, I'm telling you right now. Eventually, they'll come to you, and that's what you're here for, to lead. Also, too, don't forget, FiorelloBarbellCo.com. You want to talk about pure guts? Go out and nail down the winner's circle. I'm telling you right now, you got 13 modules that, if anything, they will change your mental scheme of everything forever. You like what we talk about here? Well, I'm talking that way on my own. There are a minimum of 30 minutes or more per module. The only one that's shorter is the free one, Stewards of Strength Gatekeepers, but you get about 25 minutes to just head on at you. It's exceptional stuff. So go out for $247, divide that by 13. It's not costing you a hell of a lot of money. It's a lifelong thing. It's not 90 days. And you know the gist of it. You got to make the move. You got to take action. Secondly, too, we talked about contributions. That's all out on FiorelloBarbellCo.com. 25, 50, 100. 25 gets you the beginning. That's the first module on the winner's circle. Secondly, for 50, you get the beginning. And you get 1.5 hour of consultation with me for free. And $100 will get you the beginning and 2 free half-hour consultations with me. Now, look, all you do is click the button. You'll go right to PayPal. If that's steep for you, you can contribute whatever you would like. That's appreciated, too. Just go right out to Fiorella Barbell at NICAP.RR.com when you go into PayPal. That'll take you right to my account. Anything you'd like to contribute would be dynamite, because we've got 30 years of power growing and growing here. Also, too, motivationmuscle.com/category/podcast. Go out and look at all the shows John and I have done. And also, too, the only way you can sign up for the newsletter is motivationmuscle.com. It's right there on the top of the homepage, right below signing for Patreon. Everything else you sign up for is not going to get to me, all right? So if you want to be part of that piece of the puzzle, it'll go right to my MailChimp account, and you will be on the list. Also, too, if there's a show you'd like John and I to do, Fiorella Barbell at NICAP.RR.com. Also, too, you know we're on iTunes and Stitcher, and everyone's giving us a 5-star review, and I appreciate that. On your in your car, AHA, aha. You can get that in a directory, Motivation Muscle Streaming Radio 24/7. You got it now on your car radio everywhere you go. And I'm telling you right now, you want to get educated, drive around for a few hours, listen to us. I'm telling you right now, as people have told me, they said, I listen to your shows sometimes when I'm coming home from work at midnight, and you guys will be like serious as hell, practically yelling at each other, and then one of you cracks a joke or something, and they've told me multiple people they've almost driven off the road laughing. I mean, don't do that, anybody, but I get it. You know, not everything in life, you got to have a little levity and a little laughter, because if you don't, you're going to implode. Also, too, I'm going to leave you with a ton of stuff. If someone seeks you out in the gym or the concrete jungle, never be afraid to give them 5 words of inspiration. That can change your life forever. As my mom said when we were kids, never be afraid to say hello to someone or give them a smile for that day. That might be all they get. If you're going to lift it, bend it, break it, twist it, push it, pull it, press it. If you're going to lift stones, turn them into dust. And I'll tell you, I can't wait. Let's see, it's 3:34 here in Albany. I will be out in 3.5 hours, and I can't wait. I got to eat dinner early, and away we go to the next voyage. Also, too, as the great Hoosa Steel Crusher Stone says in Blood Red Domination, we are domination. We clear cut the path. We don't follow anyone's. Dominate, obliterate, and dent everything in your path. No one will ever clip our balls. And as Russell Fur says, who's been listening to the show from the beginning, when I hear your shows, I swear there's testosterone dripping out of my speakers. Well, it's more like Mount St. Helens blowing the top off her and testosterone flying down the side. That's how big we're getting. Frank Klein, my greatest professor in the entire business world of college, repetition, repetition, repetition. My dad, be a leader, not a follower. Be a leader, not a follower. John Ridge, my greatest chiropractor, who we're going on 3 years. We lost him to cancer. He'd walk every patient in the door. Keep smiling. Say that to yourself on your best or worst day, or say it all the time. You're going to walk around with a proverbial grin like you wouldn't believe. I'm telling you, it's unreal. Also, too, be a steward of strength. Don't stand on the side of the road and watch the world go by. Tell 100 more of your friends, because we're not going to knock or kick your door, and we're going to blow the roof right off your house. Be a part of the family, the revolution. This is no joke, man. We are really setting minds on fire. As Doc Ridge would say, you're setting minds and hearts on fire. Well, we're doing that, John, and I thank you for so much. Also, too, Les Brown, you all have greatness, but we take it 2 steps further. And we tell you, we got your back and we believe in you. And I don't know many people who would do that in today's world. And before I go to John and sign off totally, don't forget, Sand Dune, call Matt at 714-995-4500. You tell him motivation, you get 10% off the Sand Dune and free shipping. And what, I'll tell you what, you talk to Matt, you're going to buy one. Matt is one of the nicest people I've ever met, very sincere, and he'll help you out anyway. So don't forget, 714-995-4500. John, I appreciate the kind words, and I thank you, and it's always an honor to have you on, my friend.
Oh, man, great show today, and the future looks bright, my friend.
Oh,
great,
yeah.
Show's on the horizon, too.
Oh, yeah. I told you, there's some big things that are going to happen. Some people know what I'm working on. It could happen by the end of the year, but the quality of the show alone is going to make this sound like Sandlot, and that's what you want to do. You want to get better at everything you do. So for John Bruni, this is Eric Fiorello. We will talk to you soon, but remember, men, and we'll say it to the women too, get off the couch, get rid of the 9-month belly, get rid of the spare tire, get rid of the texting and all the other BS. Get testosterone going again in your body. If you're having trouble, you can contact John, you can contact me. Contact Dr. Wong. That is his specialty. I'm telling you, we got Dr. Jeffrey Smith, who's a medical doctor in Arizona. Jeffrey's put out anytime you can contact him. These people can send you to where you can have it checked if that's really giving you a scare. But be men, be examples for your sons and daughters, be the best husband you can be. Same way with the wives. Support your men, support your daughters, your sons, support the people that are important, and go out and offer the world what you know. And don't, and I repeat, don't let media or people that are just pissed off at life put that wedge between the two of you, because you have to stay together. We are family here, and 30 years from now, this show, way before it, will not only be a national show, but everything I said that happened is going to happen, will happen, and it will happen much sooner than later. So thanks, everybody, for listening. Have a great week, and we will talk to you soon. And remember, keep your chin up and always, always never be afraid to help somebody out. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.